This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
We are here with Damon Tate in Of a Virtue. A lot of things going on there. I've already screwed this up, but it's all right. Damon, you're going to take it, and what you're going to do is you're going to give that instant elevator pitch to everyone who doesn't know who Of Virtue is and why they need to keep listening and why you guys are awesome.
Why they need to keep listening. If you like energy, if you like authenticity, if you like stories where people, you see the struggle, but you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Most importantly, you're going to see different backgrounds, so many different tastes. We all look different. We all come from different places, but that's kind of the beautiful thing about music is that when you can see it live, when you can listen to it and you hear that culmination of everything all in one spot, it makes you feel good. And at the end of the day, everybody wants to feel good. So come take a ride with your boys and, you know, let's see what happens from there.
See, there it is. If I was on an elevator with you and you just told me that, I'd have been like, second you got up, I'd be on the phone going, all right, let's find out who these guys are. That's just it. I mean, I love, you know, what you guys have put together and how you, well, I guess tell people, you know, how you guys have put yourselves together, because I mean, it's a trip when you're in a band and, you know, how you meet people and how you all find each other and come together and stuff like that. So how did you guys get together?
Oh, so myself and Mike, we've been playing together for a long time now, like many bands even before this one. Tyler, he was also in local bands around our scene. So when we lost our original singer, you know, we had him step in for a couple tours, and then it kind of worked out where he enjoyed what he was doing. The fit worked out. And then Ryan, our most recent addition, we actually found him on Instagram, like some people do nowadays. The internet is the great equalizer. So we just talked back and forth, and eventually it got to the point where it was like, hey, let's try to see if we can make this a real thing. And, you know, hey, we're going on 4 years now, so I think it's working out pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said each other in your area, because you're from like the Lansing, Michigan area.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All of us are from Michigan area, except for Ryan, who is still a native of Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Canada?
Yes. Western Canada at that. So it's not close.
That was a haul.
Yeah.
So does he, have you guys made it to his neck of the woods and given him a Canada hometown show?
Not yet. We're still working on that. And it's one of those things that, like, anytime that we ever announce new shows and anything that involves that, people are like, hey, don't forget, you know, Alberta's still a thing. And it's like, trust, we're working on it. It's just harder. Some of those places are a little harder to get to than people think. So.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, just Canada in general, you got to, you know, all you guys got your passports, you ready?
Oh yeah. Passports ready to go. All the documents, all the good stuff. So.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure you'll be up there at some point. But yeah, I mean, let's talk about, you know, being on the road. I know I looked at your site and you guys are hitting the road and stuff like that. I mean, where are you going to? Where can people find you? I know there's going to be one close here to the Quad City soon, but I'll let you talk about what you're doing on the road.
So we just got off the road with Imminence and Catch Your Breath. It was a fantastic tour. So shout out to those dudes for having us out there. Our next tour actually starts in about a month and a half. We're going up to play Capulet Fest. We're playing Sunday. I think our day, we have 10 years. Nothing More is one of the bigger headliners. Ton of awesome. I mean, they got Skillet. They got a whole bunch of bands playing the entire weekend. Senses Fail, August Burns Red. So we're going to start off playing the last day of that festival, then going into a tour with Upon a Burning Body, Mike's Dead, and our buddies in Until I Wake. So that's the most immediate thing coming up. I do believe we come down into the area on that tour as well. Don't quote me on the exact day, because that one I'm not entirely sure yet.
Yeah, I want to say it's July, maybe 21st. Check the calendar, but I'm pretty sure it's in July at Wildwood in Iowa City. So that's a, you know, short hour drive from here and stuff like that. But yes, I saw you coming here. So that ain't too bad. That's a cool place. Have you guys been there before?
The band has not. I have with my other band. And okay. It was a very distinctive spot, because you walk in and it's like, well, I'm going to sweat and I'm going to smell like barbecue all at once.
There's nothing wrong with either of those things.
So, I mean, when we get there, it's fine. But, like, after we were done and I was like, damn, all I'm smelling is brisket. Like, I don't know. It's a
I
little, it can
know.
get a little rough, but
Yep,
we make it work.
yeah.
We
But
make it
everyone
work.
always, everyone always says that the food there is great. So
It's very good food. So
it's
can't wait to get back.
just a bonus when you add in the food with the music and it becomes a whole thing. All right. So on the road, I'm talking about music now as well. I mean, you guys have put out a decent amount of albums and EPs or EPs and that album already. What's the latest you're working on? What's the latest that, people should be checking out?
Latest record is called Omen. Came out not too long ago. It was late October of last year. All the stuff that we've been playing live has predominantly come from that record. That thing is, without it, I'm not even t entirely sure where we would be, man. And some people say it like it's hyperbole, but it's like being able to take a break during COVID was in some ways needed for us. Like it obviously it set us back a few steps, but we were had a chance to kind of look at everything that we may have missed or may not have been doing the right way. And we're starting to see all the fruit of it. And, obviously anybody that's listening, go check that out. Check out any of the singles. Check out any of our records, to be honest. Like it all comes from the same place. It's all, our stories, our trials and tribulations. And we just want to keep playing these songs for as long as we can. And I mean, right now too, we're even working on some newer stuff as well, because I mean, we never kind of like stop writing. It's just a matter of, all right, do we have a moment in time for us to kind of sit down and collect our thoughts, get a couple of song ideas out there, and then just keep moving? Because I would say the one nice thing about our band too, though, is like we do really internalize like connecting the live experience and the studio one as well. Where some people, they might just write a song and then you're like, well, if it does well live, cool, then, or if not, we'll worry about that later. Some other people are like, I only care about what it sounds like in a live realm, and the recording is not as important. But for us, it's like you need both. It's like we can take what we've seen from all the touring that we've done, bring that to the studio, and then also have something that translates just for people that might be passive listeners that might not even be able to afford to go to a concert or live in areas where we might not traffic as frequently to still make it as much of an enjoyable experience all around. So.
Yeah, so I mean that's interesting. So when you're recording and going through that process, are you actively thinking like, okay, if we do this like this, we're probably going to have, the backing tracks, which are controversial, but are we going to have that laptop up there playing things? Are you thinking about that? Are you just like, this sounds good, let's do it and figure out how it's going to work on stage.
Usually it's the latter, because you never want to stunt like creativity by saying like it has to be done this way or it has to be done. Do we think about it? Sure. But at sometimes too, it's like there are points where like we've written something in the studio and went, ooh, okay, we're unsure about how we're going to do it live. But that's also kind of the challenge in the live sense, where it's like just because you don't do something now doesn't mean that you can't do it in the future. So by putting yourself in a position where you need to change, you need to evolve, and you need to update, it's not always bad. Now, there are some points though where we have gone and been like, all right, we tried this in the past, so maybe we don't need to do this because this simplicity lent itself when we did have to go and play it live. Or this, oh, we got a friend here. Hold on.
Who's that?
So this is my buddy Oliver. You want to say hi? Hi, buddy.
Oh my gosh, look at him. He's so
Did you want
furry.
to interrupt? Yes,
Yeah.
he decided he. I'm sitting in a high chair as well, so he was just like kept poking at me. And I was like, well, I'm not going to put you downstairs, but.
If I was at my house, my orange cat would jump up. The orange cat would jump up onto the laptop and push all the buttons and stop the recording for us. So yeah, no, I understand it.
But yes, outside of, like I said, with the live stuff, it's you try to make it as seamless as possible. Sometimes, though, it's like, hey, you do kind of have to roll with it and go, you know what? We don't traditionally do this. So we call it like future band problem. It just, we'll figure it out when we get there. Other times we know what exactly what we're looking for and can put that right there on the spot, so it doesn't become an issue.
Sure. Have you had ones that have come up that you're like, okay, we know how this sounds on the album, but on tour, we're gonna strip it down a little. Like we're gonna take this out of it because it sounds better in the studio than it does live. So let's just strip that out because we still want to play that song live.
I would even say it probably is the other way, like where we have songs where we might go a little bit more of a lean approach on the studio recording. And then when it comes to live, it's like because like we don't want to sit there and just play like 4 or 4.5 minute songs the whole time. Because most of the time we're an opener right now. But it's like once we get into this thing, it's like, oh, maybe we can extend this mosh call, or oh, we can extend this intro out a little bit so that we can talk a little bit. Or this breakdown, how we would normally only play it once, let's actually go through and do it again because you know that it bangs hard live. And in that environment, it'll go over a little bit better than if someone was just passively listening and going, ooh, maybe that thing kind of like overstayed its welcome a little bit. So that's kind of where we look at it like that, of just like just messing around with structure, messing around with, you know, cool things to keep the audience participating and involved. And also, like I said, for a listener to where you're listening to it while you're, you know, doing any kind of tasks or whatever, and it's like you can either envision yourself being in that realm, or you go, you know what, this is perfect for what we're doing right now, and you just keep moving, right, buddy?
He's like, yep, where's my treats?
Oh, he gets plenty of those. Right now he's just like, look, just pay attention kind of to me and we'll be
No,
all right.
when they want the attention, they find the attention. And when you want to give them attention, that's when they're like, no, leave me alone, bro. I love the cats. So well, let's since we're talking about the cat life and the family life, how are you and the rest of the band, how are you balancing that with the home time and the cat time and being on the road and doing everything else you're doing?
We just do the best that we can, really. I mean, right now, like I said, we got home and been home for a few days, but it still feels like we're kind of catching up on things. But you just try to keep all that stuff into perspective of like, just because like you tour and have this, you can't neglect what's going on in your personal life, because you know, if you have stuff that starts to bleed over, then it starts to affect all that in a kind of a bad way. So we do our best to actually separate and have some time for ourselves, have that privacy, even just from each other. Like, you know, we'll talk still in our group chats while we're back, but a lot of times too, it's like, you know, you want to look at it as respect each other's time, so that way when we come together, everybody can feel rested, feel productive, get what they need done, and just kind of keep it moving from there.
And that's obviously important. I mean, it just broke in the last probably 15, 30 minutes, but Bad Omens is actually canceling all their summer shows because they said that they're just burnt out mentally, that they've just been pushing so hard over the last 2 years. They're like, yeah, we're going to cancel all our summer shows, our mental health. We're just not there. And you don't want to get to that point, especially like you said, as the opener, as someone who's still trying to make that name, you don't want to get to that point. So you got to have that balance for sure.
Absolutely. And a band like them too, like I know some people it'll be harder for them to understand, but it's like with where they're at now, with the production, with the size, and you know, just where they're going, it's everything, every problem, every stress, every even the good moments though, they're all amplified. And it takes so much out of you. The bandwidth that you need to be able to keep something like that going, and especially with Noah being like the brainchild of that operation, it's like everything runs through that man. And if he's burnt out, and if he's feeling like, look, we are this entity, I cannot give the show that you guys are paying for and rightfully respect, like, and respectfully so deserve, for, you know, helping put them in a band in the position like that, people should understand, hey, I would rather him take the time off and then come back and deliver a full 150% Bad Omens performance than go up there and people are like, oh, I can clearly see that he's only giving me 50%. I can clearly see he's only giving me 75%. Or even worse, you put yourself in a position where you start to compromise your own artistic integrity, you know, all the lip syncers out there, all the people that, you know, are using the tricks and you know, faking it till they make it, I guess. And it's like, would the audience rather have that, or would you rather have the artist rested well and able to perform at the peak of their abilities? And it's like, if you give people those two options, they're generally going to pick the latter. So
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, fans don't want to see, like you said, 50% of a show. And so it's not good for the fans and it's not good for the artists. because then not only are you dealing with the stress of being out there, now you're telling yourself in your head, I didn't give 100% on that one. And as an artist, you know, you never want to walk off a stage and be like, man, I didn't give that one, did I?
No. And it's a
Yeah.
and it's and people, more artists have been open and vocal about this, but it's like, again, at the end of the day, we're still people, man. We're still human beings, just like everybody else in the crowd. It's like when you go to work, not every day that you go to work is going to be the best day, but you go in there with the mindset of, let me do the best that I can to the best of my abilities, and know that, you know, if you are in a position of power, or even it doesn't really any position for that matter, it's like everything is linked, everything is connected. And it's like, if somebody can see and feel that you are not in the right place, you just try to examine the options that are there. And if it comes down to, hey, might have to take some touring off, because especially too, like the overseas stuff, going over to Europe, going over to Australia or Japan, like in conjunction with just being a large entity like they are, even for bands like us, it's still a very, very large undertaking to, it's like, you know, have you gone on vacation? Have you gone on vacation with a child? Have you gone on vacation with a significant other?
Yes.
All right, add about seven more people to that.
Right.
Plan the trip. And do everything that, you know, spend upwards 30, 40, $50,000, and then understand, like, okay, now that's the level of stress that you're dealing with, and then have to perform for people that you don't know, and they only know you based on your product. It's like, it's a lot that, again, some, I think more artists should break it down. It's not, it shouldn't be used as an excuse all the time, but sometimes, again, life just happens. People get sick, people get burnt out, and at the end of it, we're still human, and you might just need some time away to make that show better.
Yeah. Have you ever been in the van and looked at one of your fellow band members and had to say, I will turn this van around, mister?
Every single tour, every single trip, it's called, pull this van over, pull me over on the side of the highway, let's talk about this. Or, you know, you get into little spats or things, but that just, it just kind of comes along with it, man. When you're with
Absolutely.
somebody every single day and you can't
Every
get away from
hour.
them,
Yeah,
yeah, it's,
it's a lot.
you're gonna step on some toes every now and then.
Oh yeah. But you guys work it out and you keep it going. You know, somebody that is still listening to Discover of Virtue and is interested in what you're talking about, getting here near the end of this, they're gonna go, now I'm gonna go really take a listen to them. What's that one song? Let's just go one song that that person needs to go listen to right now to really capture what of Virtue is.
Ooh, one song.
That's it. This the one that's gonna they're gonna go, oh, now I like that one. Now I'm gonna download the whole list.
To be fair, it's between two.
Okay.
I would either say Cut Me Open, or, and this is where it gets tricky, because the other two that I would choose from, it would either be between Sinner or Cold Blooded. But if we're talking about the whole experience, it would probably be Cold Blooded. And the reason I say that, because some people too, they'll say like, oh, Sinner's your biggest song. It's like, well, it's a different side of our band. It's one that we hadn't explored, and I'm glad that we, a chance that we did. But the full, like, full sonic heavy riffs, my singing, Tyler's screaming, the singing that he can do, the bounce, the energy, the darkness, everything all in between. The interplay that he and I have specifically vocally is what I'm almost most proud of at this point before, because before we were kind of a more of a guitar-based band, but now that we've been able to still have that element, but weave him and I going in and out, balancing one another, doing the things like, you know, I might not be able to do this, but he could come in and just knock it out of the park, so I could just focus on playing a guitar riff or a solo or anything else. Those are the kind of songs that I feel like are, that represent us to the fullest. So, thanks out. Definitely Cut Me Open. I'm gonna go. We'll go with Cold Blooded, with Sinner and a bunch of other songs being close second or third, or however you want to. Just listen to it all. It doesn't matter.
Just listen to
Just
it. Yeah. But you
do it
gotta
all.
start somewhere. Start at that one and then listen to all the rest.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, cool. Damon, we are yeah, almost out of time here, but I mean, you know, for again, we're talking mostly about discovering your music. because like you said, you're the opener, you're still, kind of grinding to get up to that next level. But there are those who have discovered you and all the songs you just mentioned, they've listened to many times. As you find more of those fans coming in, what is the experience like as you watch them singing the songs back to you and you're like, wow, they're all knowing these songs.
It's never not going to be amazing, man. And amazing in the sense of there you're connecting with an audience, you're connecting with people that, again, you know how they feel to a degree. You have some shared experience, but you're almost kind of, it's like the whole, like, you're not alone out there. Like, oh, there's been a lot of times in my life in this band's career where it's like, man, you kind of feel like you're swimming upstream. You don't really know who your friends are or if what you're doing is actually like tangible or making an impact. And just seeing, again, go out there and see people singing, wanting to come up and talk to you, tell their story to you vice versa. It validates everything, man. It'll never not get old. I know some people like to joke around. They throw out like the, oh, you're a rock star kind of deal. It's like, not really. Because at the end of the day, like rock star, I feel like a rock star is going to disconnect themselves from the people because a rock star is something that you make up. It is something that is an ideal, like it's an ideology of somebody. It's something that might not actually be true, but you want it to be true. So you create that character. And then the artist can either choose to step into that or not. For us, we are a band of the people, we are for the people. And as long as we can do that and maintain that, I think that's going to be our biggest strength. And we never want to lose that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I was close on the July date. I said 21st. It's the 12th. I just got the two numbers mixed up. So hopefully people from here in the Quad Cities are anywhere, obviously, make the drive. Wildwood, they're going to be there. Iowa City, Friday, July 12th. I think that's a great place to go and discover or sing along more with of Virtue. Don't you think so?
I would be in full agreement. So come see
Awesome.
us.
Well, man, I appreciate you jumping on, taking time out. I know you guys are, like you said, busy on the road and everything, and got a cat that wants attention, which I totally understand as well. So appreciate you jumping on with me for a while, man.
Hey, no problem, man. Appreciate that and look forward to doing it again.